The Trump administration says its new freeze on certain types of work visas is designed to protect U.S. jobs during the COVID-19 crisis. It's having a disproportionate effect on foreign workers from one country in particular, India. NPR's Lauren Freyer reports.
Sunny Kumar Hirpara is originally from India. He got a master's degree in the U.S. and then landed a job as an electrical engineer in Irvine, California. In March, he returned to India to convert his student visa to a work visa. But then the pandemic hit and the paperwork got delayed. Then on Tuesday morning, Hirpara awoke to news of a temporary freeze on his exact type of visa for skilled workers, the H-1B.
I woke up at 5 o'clock in the morning, and I just saw the messages. I almost started crying.
He's been on unpaid leave for 3 months, staying at his parents' house in Western India. Now, the new visa restrictions mean he'll be there until at least the end of the year.
Initially, it was good, but it started getting a little bit frustrating, and I'm in distress.
So are thousands of other Indians. Last year, nearly 300,000 of them got H-1B visas or renewed them. Indians are the majority of recipients. Many have advanced degrees and work for the big U.S. tech giants. Google's CEO was once an H-1B recipient from India. Nisha Biswal is president of the U.S.-India Business Council, based in Washington, D.C.
We as a country have been such a vibrant economy and society because of our ability to draw talent from around the world. And if we stop, I think that that will adversely impact our ability to be at the top.
That talent could end up staying in India. Vikram Ahuja runs Talent 500, an Indian recruitment firm. He says this visa freeze could be a boon to Indian companies. And he told local TV that working from home, which has become widespread in the pandemic, could change how tech companies hire.
Yeah, I think the world is changing. And I think as long as great companies see great talent, then location and physical, proximity becomes irrelevant.
He says people like Sunny Hirpara, the electrical engineer, could still work for U.S. companies, but from home in India, and pay into Indian tax coffers instead of U.S. ones. Lauren Freyer, NPR News.